Welcome to episode 772 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. As a gentle sunlight of dawn crept through the stained glass windows of a small, ivy-colored chapel, I found myself drawn to the tender whispers of an elderly couple seated on the very last pew. Their heads were bowed together, fingers intertwined, sharing a worn and fragile Bible between them. The golden hue of morning light cast a halo around their silhouetted forms, a living testament to decades of shared love. As I approached, the gentleman caught my eye and beckoned me closer. With a voice as soft as the pages he so carefully turned, he shared with me the secret of their lasting bond. "Every year on our anniversary, we read from the Song of Songs," he said with his eyes gleaming with tears that spoke of deep joy. "This book," he continued, gently patting the Bible, "reminds us that love is a journey of continual pursuit, an eternal spring that nourishes our souls." I think about that now as I think about the Song of Songs. So often shrouded in mystery and allegory, it encapsulates a profound truth that echoes through the ages. Love is the cornerstone of our faith, a divine gift that transforms and transcends. The spiritual themes woven through this ancient love song speak not just of human affection, but of a deeper, heavenly romance between the Creator and His creation.
Today's top 10 list.
10 spiritual themes in the Song of Solomon.
Number 1.
Divine love. Song of Solomon 8, verses 6 to 7. "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like a blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned." Using the strong image of a seal, the young woman appeals to her beloved, asking him to recognize the permanence of their commitment. Love is like a seal on the heart and arm. Therefore, love belongs to those who are willing to give up something of themselves to another. Love is like death, total and irreversible. Therefore, the bond of love needs to be nourished and regarded as permanent. Love is like a raging fire. Therefore, take care how, where, and with whom the spark of love is ignited. Love cannot be bought or sold. Can't buy me love. Therefore, love must be appreciated for its great value and not taken for granted. Many religious interpretations consider the love depicted in the Song of Solomon as a metaphor for the love between God and His people, or the love of Christ for the church.
Number 2.
Union and communion. Song of Solomon 2, verse 16. "My beloved is mine, and I am his. He browses among the lilies." Song of Solomon 6, verse 3 repeats the exact same words. The longing and union of the lovers in the poem can reflect the soul's yearning for communion with the divine.
Number 3.
The sacredness of marriage. Song of Solomon 5, verse 1. "I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk." Song of Solomon 4, verse 9 adds, "You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace." This song is often interpreted as celebrating the sanctity of marriage and the sexual union within it, which can be seen as a gift from God.
Number 4.
The pursuit of the beloved. Song of Solomon 1, verse 4. "Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers." Song of Solomon 3, verses 1 to 2. "All night long on my bed I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city. Through its streets and squares, I will search for the one my heart loves." The pursuit of one's beloved in this text is parallel to the spiritual pursuit of God by the believer, emphasizing the importance of seeking a relationship with the divine.
Number 5.
The beauty of creation. Song of Solomon 2 verse 1, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Song of Solomon 4 verse 11, your lips drip sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The poem's vivid descriptions of the natural world can be seen as celebrating the beauty of God's creation and the pleasure he takes in it.
Number 6.
Intimacy with God. Song of Solomon 2 verse 14, my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside. Show me your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. The young woman considered how sweet and meaningful the sound of one's voice is between two lovers. She imagined longing to hear his voice and remembering how sweet the sound of it is. Song of Solomon 5 verse 2, I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. The intimate and passionate language gives a picture of the depth of relationship and intimacy that can be had with God.
Number 7.
The journey of faith. Song of Solomon 8 verse 5. Who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved? The idea here is not that the woman is old and infirmed, rather that she is simply accompanying her beloved and walking with him in the closeness characteristic of husband and wife. Charles Spurgeon used this as a picture of the closeness and dependence of the church upon Christ. She leaned because she was weak and needed strength. She leaned because the way was long. She leaned because the way was perilous. She leaned because the path was ascending, going higher and higher. She leaned because her progress took her more and more away from others and more to her beloved's side. She leaned because she was sure her beloved was strong enough to bear her weight. She leaned because she loved him. Song of Solomon 3 verse 6. Who is this coming up from the wilderness like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense made from all the spices of the merchant? The various stages of relationship, including separation and reunion, could symbolize the stages of a believer's journey of faith.
Number 8.
Divine presence in human love. Song of Solomon 2 verse 4. He has taken me to the banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. Song of Solomon 8 verse 6 adds, place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for your love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. The mutual love and affection between the lovers can illustrate how divine love can be reflected and experienced within human relationships.
Number 9.
Exclusive love. Song of Solomon 2 verse 2, like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women. Song of Solomon 6 verse 9, but my dove, my perfect one, is unique. The only daughter of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The young women saw her and called her blessed. The queens and concubines praise her. The focus on a monogamous relationship in the Song of Solomon can reflect the idea of exclusive devotion in a spiritual context. Just as the lovers are devoted solely to one another, so too are believers called to devote themselves exclusively to God, forsaking all idols and false gods.
Number 10.
The joy of love. Song of Solomon 4 verse 10. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume more than any spice. And going all the way back to Song of Solomon 1 verse 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. The Song of Solomon celebrates the joy and happiness found in love. This theme can extend to the spiritual joy that is found in a relationship with the divine. It underscores that spirituality does not have to be solely somber or serious, but it is also a source of profound joy and contentment. Father, teach us through the Song of Songs.